Madam Chair, Commissioners, Mayor Jimenez, thank you for your time today. Certainly appreciate, I know you've got a lot of things on the agenda to talk about, so I'll try to keep my remarks very brief. I'd like to first of all welcome some guests we have with us here today. Hall of Famers Dan Marino, Larry Little is with us here today, Dick Anderson, Jason Taylor, and Nat Moore are here with us today. And when I came here to Miami about almost a year ago now, I knew at that time what an iconic franchise and how important the Miami Dolphins were. But I didn't quite appreciate fully just how important to the people of Miami-Dade County until I moved my family here myself and talked to people, person after person after person, and heard countless stories of how important the Dolphins are to their lives, to their family traditions, and to their hearts. And today, we want to take that next step forward to really try to accomplish two things. One, to ensure that the Dolphins are going to be here for many, many years to come and survive current ownership. And two, to ensure that we can bring marquee events here to Miami-Dade County. We've had 10 Super Bowls here in our history, and that was in a time when it was less competitive. Today, there are several new, modernized, state-of-the-art stadiums that we're competing against. Our last 8 bids to bring a Super Bowl here were unsuccessful. With a modernized stadium, a state-of-the-art facility, we can bring world-class events here like Super Bowls and like World Cup Finals, which we believe the 2022 World Cup Finals may be available soon, that we would aggressively pursue if we have this modernized stadium. So today, with your support, we can address that problem by committing to a $350 million comprehensive modernization project to bring these marquee events here. It'll be funded without county dollars, and we will make all best efforts to include local businesses and small businesses, because as a matter of policy for us and best practice, it's just the right thing to do, and it makes good sense. As you know, the responsibility under this performance-based model is on us. The responsibility to fund construction is on us. The responsibility to continue to pay taxes, of which we're the only sports team locally here to do so, is on us. The responsibility to keep the Dolphins here for 30 years is on us. And the responsibility to bring these marquee events here is on us. If we don't deliver on those things, we're not eligible for any of these performance-based grants. But when we deliver, and we will, we will be able to participate in some of the economic upside that's generated for Miami-Dade County. But we'll do so with some limitations that protect the county and the CDT funds. A lot of people work very hard at this. I'd like to recognize and thank Mayor Jimenez, Commissioner Jordan, for all the hard work that you've put into this to diligently craft what I believe is both a fair and very innovative approach to getting to the end goal. We've ended up in an arrangement that incentivizes the substantial investment that Steve Ross is willing to make into the stadium and into this community. And Steve Ross has had a successful career by investing into places and into people. And this is no different. He believes very strongly in the future of Miami-Dade County, in the future of this community. And, you know, this is a cultural mecca for the rest of the country and in a lot of ways for the world, with technology, with art, with music, many other things, and with sports. And we need to create a world-class facility to attract world-class events here that this community so richly deserves. And with your support today, we're prepared to break ground within a few weeks. And once complete, we will have the world-class facility we need that everybody here can be proud of to bring these world-class events here and to ensure the Dolphins will be here for many, many years to come. On behalf of Stephen Ross, the Miami Dolphins organization, thank you very much for your consideration, and I respectfully ask for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.